Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. Let's turn now to the latest in technology and talk about Microsoft and the release of its new operating system, Windows 10. The new system is meant to replace Windows 8, which a lot of people found confusing and difficult to use. Windows 10 has been getting some pretty good reviews, including from Boston Globe tech writer Hiawatha Bray, who joins us regularly to talk about the world of tech. Hiawatha, welcome back.
Yeah, glad to be here. Isn't it shocking to talk about something new and exciting for Microsoft? That doesn't happen very often anymore.
Well, it's true. And you wrote today that Windows 10 has the right stuff that Windows 8 did not. So
yeah,
what issues from Windows 8 did Microsoft was Microsoft trying to straighten out?
Well, the central problem was that Microsoft had the germ of a good idea. They saw the explosive growth in tablet computing, and they wanted to become a player in that. By the way, they really are. The Surface tablet from Microsoft has done much better than a lot of people, including me, expected. It really is developing a following. But they needed an operating system for tablets, and they also, of course, have to keep writing operating systems for desktop computers. They own 90% of that huge market. So they made the terrible mistake of trying to get an operating system that would do both. Hmm. And they came up with Windows 8. The problem isn't so much that they did both. It was that it would try to do both at pretty much the same time. And for the great majority of people who are still using desktop computers, you ended up with an interface that was designed to work on touchscreen tablets half the time when you were using it. And it was awful. It was painful to use. It hurt to use it. Millions of people simply refused to install it. Its share of the market dwindled. The whole PC industry was roiled. Sales were already dropping for personal computers, and Windows 8 almost certainly made it worse. The whole industry was saying, you've got to fix this, and Windows 10 largely has. They've done a really nice job.
All right, well, talk about some of the new features, which includes a sort of a Microsoft version of Apple's Siri, right?
That's right. It's called Cortana. It's pretty cool, but like Siri, it's very limited. I got to tell you, of all of these things, the best by far is Google Now from Google. And the reason it's so good is that Google knows so much. They take all the information they've put together from billions of Google searches, and so when you ask it a question, it usually knows the answer. Both Siri and Cortana are pretty darned ignorant right now. And there are lots of things they don't know, but they do have some good stuff. Like, for example, you can set up Cortana to know where you live and what your interests are, what kinds of news you're interested in, and then the little Cortana window will pop up with news headlines, sports scores, things like that. It's really nice, sort of like what Google Now does. But if you ask it a question, a lot of the time it just says, I don't know. And so it becomes a little frustrating, but that's okay. That will get better over time.
Yeah.
You know what I think is really cool, though? Remember, we're talking about tablet versus laptop?
Yep.
They've figured out how to do this. If you've got a two-in-one device, like, you know, they have the Lenovo Yoga, the one that turns into a tablet and
right.
also acts as a laptop.
Yep.
When you flip it, the computer knows. It goes, oh, do you want to go into tablet mode? You say yes, pow, now it's a tablet. You flip it back into a laptop form, you say, oh, you're a laptop now. Do you want me to go into the laptop mode? Pow, it's a laptop.
Well, that's impressive.
Keyboard, it's great. It really is very clever. It's what they should have done in the first place.
But Hiawatha, here's a really basic question. You were touching on this. So here's some statistics that we came up with. In the year 2000, 97% of computing devices ran on Microsoft's operating system. In 2012, only 20%.
Absolutely.
Microsoft is now on only 3% of smartphones. So who are the customers for Windows 10, and what's the strategy
Look,
here?
At the end of the day, the world still uses huge amounts. Everybody talks like the personal computer is fading away. Not even close. People are using personal computers as much as ever. Sales are tapering off, but the overall universe of personal computer users is not going away. And in order to remain relevant, Microsoft is going to have to figure out how to hold on to and expand that particular chunk of the market. And one of the first things they've got to do is to make sure people stick with Windows. They have to come up with a good version of Windows that's reliable, people will stick with, and they're so desperate to do that that they are literally giving Windows 10 away.
That's right. If you have 7 or 8 and you want to update to 10, you can get it for free, right?
Absolutely. And that's to business customers as well as consumers. But on the other hand, they're doing brilliant stuff like taking Microsoft Office that everybody loves so much, and they've turned it into a subscription service. Instead of just buying a box and putting it on your computer, you basically pay $100 a year, and it gives you the right to put it on 5 computers. And the idea is that provides a steady revenue stream for Microsoft, and it keeps people using Microsoft products. And that's really vital to them.
All right. Well, that's Hiawatha Bray. He's a tech writer for the business section of the Boston Globe. He joins us regularly to talk about the world of tech. Hiawatha, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Glad to be here. Thanks a lot.